At www.spreaker.com, create your own radio show and find thousands of exclusive radio channels.
Another live Spreaker broadcast of the Way Christian Discipleship's Real Talk series, where Minister Rodney will share his thoughts and views on topics that will challenge, encourage, and strengthen the Christian body. Today's segment is entitled, To Judge or Not to Judge. Without further delay, I introduce to you Minister Rodney.
Thank you and greetings and welcome to you all. I am Minister Rodney and we are the Way Christian Discipleship. And as always, it is a great pleasure and an honor to be here before you, representing and holding out the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in which I am in chains to the gospel, to the word of Christ. And I can't even express enough how thrilled I am and what an honor it is that our Father in heaven has deemed me worthy, that he has selected me, that he has pulled me aside and mentored me personally, one-on-one, and give me the call, the commission to bring to you the truth, the gospel, the way to freedom and salvation. Thank you all again for coming out. Thank you, Sister Tamara, for your loyal service and being a faithful yoke sister in the gospel.
God bless you.
Thank you very much. Today, our Real Talk series is titled, To Judge or Not to Judge? That is the question. To judge or not to judge? This is a topic that weighs heavy on my heart. And for quite some time, I've been waiting for God to give me the momentum and to encourage me and to set me up that I was ready and prepared to bring to you this message, because this is an important message, especially for those who have been quote unquote church, for those who are quote unquote very religious, for those who carry about the cross and the responsibility of Christianity. Judgment is a sensitive topic. It amazes me when people commit their spiritual salvation to a church or a church building or to a man just because of tradition or based on someone else's recommendation. Now, I'm not suggesting that we do not give or take advice or encouragement in such matters, but I'm suggesting that we should be very, very cautious before we entrust our salvation or spiritual direction to anyone, whether it be Minister Rodney, whether it be Sister Tamara, whether it be Brother Jakes, whether it be Bishop so-and-so, or the Pope, or a priest. Be very, very cautious. We need to judge all things. I mean, think about it. We take great precaution and care when it comes to such frivolous endeavors as buying a car. We go on a test drive. We look up all information on the internet about the mileage, about the repair history, and so forth. When we buy a home, we have a home inspection. We get our friends, our buddies, our girlfriends, boyfriends, husbands, wives, cousins, and them to come and check the house to get their approval. We test, we judge. Heck, we even inspect groceries and produce at the supermarket. You squeeze the fruit. You squeeze the shaman. You check the fruit, the vegetables. You check the meat. You check the price. You check the weight. You check the additives and the ingredients. After all, Scripture says that faith is worth much more than silver or gold and is tested and tried by fire. So it makes sense that we protect and guard the deposit so that we be deemed worthy of eternal life in heaven. We definitely check the fruit. We judge. To judge or not to judge. I thought it would be important that I break down the word judge before we go any further. Merriam-Webster's definition, all y'all know Webster's dictionaries, to judge is to assess, to evaluate, to test, to form an opinion based on evidence. To judge, to test, to assess, to evaluate. Matthew 7, verse 16 says, "You shall know them by their fruits." Meaning that we identify brethren and non-brethren by their fruit, by what they do, by their actions. We judge other men's actions. Now, I know right now there's a bunch of people saying, but Scripture says, do not judge. And I know where you're getting that from. But this is what happens. And shame on us ministers. Shame on us who are called to teach. I'm going to take responsibility for their failings. Because they've been drawn away. They've neglected the truth. They've given you half the truth. They haven't fed you fully. But they've misled you. Or they've only given you portions and bits. And you accept that. You get a word from the minister and you don't follow up on it. You do not test their word. Matthew 7 says, do not judge or you too will be judged. And if I stop there, then everybody would be right and we're not supposed to judge. But the Spirit tells me that we need the whole Scripture. You can't just see one scene from a movie and come up with a conclusion on the rest of the movie and its outcome. We need to go further. We need to look further into God's word. We need to have the Holy Spirit teach us. Because the Spirit teaches in complete. Because the goal of the Holy Spirit is that we be completed and deemed ready and worthy of the call of Christianity. My job as a minister is to prepare a people who are fully prepared and mature and able to carry about the ministry of the gospel. To reconcile man back to God. So let's do that again. Matthew 7 verse 1 through 5. Do not judge or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the same measure that you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First, take the plank out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to remove the speck out of your brother's eye. Matthew 7, 1 through 5. So now we're going to break that down. Now that we've had the whole meal, and not just a sample. I'm not feeding you appetizers. I want you to have the meat of the gospel, that you hunger no more. That you not go seeking a man for a word from Minister Rodney, or a word from this one, or a word from that one. But God said you can have fullness in me. That no longer shall you hunger, and no longer shall you thirst. But I'm going to give you manna from heaven, and the pure water to wash it down with. So that you are satisfied, able, willing, and ready to do God's work. So, do not judge, you too will be judged. Verse 1. For in the same way you judge others, you'll be judged. And with the measure that you use, it'll be measured to you. Well, newsflash, the measure that we judge by as Christians is God's word. Let me repeat that. Verse 2. The same way that you judge others, you'll be judged. And the measure that you use will be measured to you. Meaning that whatever measure, whatever standard that you are judging others by, you will be judged. Well, the standard that we have the responsibility and the authority to judge others by is the Word of God. So we understand that as we judge others according to the Word of God, which we are administrators of, we'll be judged by that very Word. That's what that means. So it's not saying do not judge. It's saying understand that if you're judging a man according to the scripture, the word of God, then you'll be judged by that word of God. If you judge other people according to the world, then you'll be judged by that world. Verse 3, why do you look at the speck of dust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? Meaning that until you clean your own house, you got no business judging nobody else's house. First, take the plank out of your own eye. First, clean your own house. Then you can go across the street and help your neighbor clean his. Otherwise, you're a hypocrite. So first, deal with the speck in your, the plank in your own eye. Then it says you'll be better able to see without that plank in your eye. Then you can help your brother remove the speck in his eye. So again, it's not saying don't judge. It's saying that judgment starts with you. Before you go judging somebody else, make sure that you're up to par and up to the standard of the gospel. Make sure the gospel has done its good, complete, and finishing work inside of you so that you can go help somebody else to be complete, good, and ready to do God's work. Otherwise, you're a hypocrite. So we need to understand scripture. We have to search deeply into the things of God. We have to ask God for his divine intervention and that he instructs us, that the Holy Spirit teaches us. No longer do we need to be taught by man. No longer do we settle for secondhand water or bottled water. We want the pure water from the spring itself. So we have complete understanding. Take the speck out of your brother's eye once you remove the plank from your own eye. Then you'll be able to see and help to remove the speck from your brother's eye. So, again, we're not just limited to do not judge or you too will be judged. Because that takes away all accountability. Because when you judge, you are assessing, you're evaluating, you're forming an opinion based on evidence. And people, especially Christians, hate to be judged. But I think it is Christians, more so than anybody else, who needs to understand that judgment begins with us. Scripture says in 1 Peter 4:17, for a time has come for judgment to begin. And if it begins with the house of God, and if it begins with us, what shall become of them who reject the word of God? So you can submit to the authority of judgment by the word now, or you can resist it and be judged by the word later. But just as scripture says, every knee will bow, you're going to bow before that very word of God. In 1 Corinthians 2:15, it says, the spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. The spiritual man, the man with the Spirit of God. And if you have the Spirit of God, then you're a child of God. And if you're a child of God, you judge all things, yet you're not subject to any man's judgment. It's real clear. If milk smells bad, I don't need to drink it, but I'm going to judge it by the smell. If it smells spoiled, then I don't need to pour a cup and drink it. I don't need to taste it, but I'm going to judge it by the smell. That's judging. You make a judgment every day about whether your milk in your refrigerator is good. And that's only going into your body, which is dying anyway. So we need to make judgments about all things, especially about those people in our lives and those people around us. We judge them. For we dare not risk or jeopardize our deposit. You shall know them by their fruit. And again, I understand. I understand that we've been taught certain things for a long time. We've been taught not to judge for a long time. I have met very many Christians who don't throw that up in the first thing they say is do not judge. Followed by we're all children of God. Which, again, that's not true either. But that's another topic for another day. Today, we're talking about to judge or not to judge. That is the question. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, it says, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits. So there are multiple scriptures telling us to test and to judge. Judging and testing, understanding by the definition of Merriam-Webster, to judge, to assess, to test, to evaluate, to form an opinion based on evidence. There's multiple scriptures giving us, not only instructing us to do so, but letting us know that we have the authority to do so. We are children of the Most High God. We are representatives and ambassadors of God, the very God who's going to judge the living and the dead. We are representatives. We have been anointed with the same power that lifted Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, from death to life. So yes, we need to judge very carefully. Proceed with caution. So the question, to judge or not to judge? Well, you can judge righteously according to God's word. And continue to hold on to your faith and seek salvation. Or you can avoid it. This is what many of us Christians do. We avoid judgment because we want to avoid controversy. Because we just want to get along with the world. And we all know that friendship with the world is enmity with God. But yet for some reason, we compromise and we hold back the truth. We resist the spirit. We miss opportunities. You miss opportunities to save people that you say you love because you withhold the truth. So you withhold love. But yet you say you love that person, but you're more concerned about their flesh feelings than their salvation. What you say to them may hurt them for a minute in their flesh, but what you say to them can also save them for eternity in their soul. We are fishers of men with a responsibility to test the spirits. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits. Because if we do not test, just like with groceries, then you're going to get home and you're going to have bad groceries. You're going to have rotten fruit, meat that's gone bad, milk that's past its date, because you refuse to use judgment. Many of you in this audience here are married. Raise your hand out there if you marry somebody without any judgment. The dating process, you're judging. Does he eat with his hands? Does he pass gas at the table? Does he not chew? Does she drink? Are her clothes too tight? Is he a mama's boy? We make judgments about all these things that are fading, that are withering like grass and flowers of the field. But yet we refuse to judge spiritual things. Although we have the authority to do so. And you know, what's even more amazing? Y'all judging me right now. You judge the messenger who brings you the truth, but yet the sinner who denies the truth, you withhold judgment. Not for me to judge. So we'll sit with homosexual offenders. We'll sit with atheists who blatantly deny God's word. But let somebody bring you some truth that challenges you, that tries to free you from your shackles to religiosity, to traditions, to friendship with the world, and you making judgments. It's just amazing to me, because Jesus came and brought the truth, and he was judged and deemed crazy, that he was Beelzebub, that he was a drunkard. Because he brought the truth. Those who he came to give authority to have the spirit and the power to judge themselves and judge for their own salvation and eternal life with God, those very people who he came to save judged him and deemed him not worthy. That just floors me. To judge or not to judge. That is the question. And it's really not a question at all. Because anyone who has any kind of spiritual understanding, anyone who has an iota of the Holy Spirit, anyone who has any kind of spiritual sense, understands that we must judge. Otherwise, we get caught up in the flood of dissipation with the world. Because if we do not make spiritual judgments, then we blend in with the world. We participate in their rain day games. We live according to calendars and dates, traditions. We don't stand up for God, but we sit down and go for anything that the world gives us. Jesus, in the book of John, and bear with me, John 12, verse 46 through 48, Jesus said, I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. And as for the person who hears my words but does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come into the world to judge but to save it. But there is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. And that very word which I spoke will condemn him at the last day. Now, this is Jesus before he was resurrected. He said at that point, I did not come to judge, because at that point he came to save the world. But he said, there is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. And that very word will judge them. The very word that many of us deny, the very word that we are responsible to, is going to judge us. We're going to be judged by that very word. Because in the beginning there was a word, and the word was with God. That word became flesh. Understand, you have to understand that Jesus Christ is the word of God. One and the same. That word became flesh. And that flesh came to show us how to obey God, how to stand up for God, how to test and judge. Make right judgments, Jesus said. In that very word, well, if you obey God's word and you stand for God's word, you do not deny and compromise, then that very word is going to deem you worthy of salvation. The goal of your soul, by the way, for Christians. And if you deny that word, if you deny opportunities to stand up for that word, if you deny using the judgment and the authority that you're responsible to, that you have an accountability to, you have an obligation to that word of God. When you deny those obligations, when you deny that responsibility, when you don't take accountability for the commission that you've been given, then that very word will judge you. So there's no way around that word. You could bow now or bow later, but that very word will judge you. Jesus said, if you deny me on earth, I'll deny you in heaven. If you deny me on earth, I will deny you in heaven. So when you miss those opportunities or refuse to judge, because you don't want to hurt people's feelings, because you're not really into conflict and you just want to get along, then you're denying Jesus. Because understand that Jesus is the word. And when you deny the opportunity to stand up for the word and to preach the word, saying peace, peace when there is no peace, you're denying the Son of God. You're denying Jesus Christ. You're denying your job description. For a time has come for judgment to begin with us. And if it begins with the house of God, and if it begins with us, what shall become of them who reject the word of God? Again, that's 1 Peter 4:17. Multiple scriptural references to the responsibility that we have to judge, to make right judgments, to judge, to assess, to evaluate, to know them by their fruits. The spiritual man judges all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. To judge or not to judge? That's the question. And it's a simple question in essence, but it's not as simple to carry out. And I understand, because we love those who we love and we don't want to offend anybody. But at some point, You're going to have to make a decision whether you are a man pleaser or a God pleaser. You can't serve both God and man. You can't serve two masters. You either love one or hate the other. So you can compromise and decide that you want to be in man's good judgment, that you want to have a good assessment with man, that you want to be evaluated by man in a good way, that you want to pass man's tests, that you want man to have a good opinion of you and deny God and deal with the consequences. Or you can be a God pleaser. And despite what your spiritual obligation to make sound judgments, to protect your deposit, and be rejected by men, to be kicked out of their synagogues, to be persecuted, alienated, have various trials and tribulations come your way. Scripture says that if you are hated and persecuted because of my name, the name of the Lord, you are blessed. So the answer to judge or not to judge is simple. Yes, we judge. Yes, I have the authority. It is not me in my flesh, but it is the Spirit of Christ Jesus who now operates within my soul that makes my judgments for me. Because without him prior, I used to make mistakes. I used to compromise. I used to walk in darkness. I was a sinner. I practiced sin. I lived for sin. I was an all-pro sinner. I made the all-star team for sinners. But when Christ Jesus, the Spirit of Christ, when I submitted myself before God and I allowed the Spirit of Christ Jesus to come and be my guide, to be the author and the finisher, to be the captain of my soul, I no longer walk the way I used to. I make sound judgments. I no longer go with the flow. So yes, I judge with the authority given to me by the anointing from my Father in heaven, the grace and the mercy that I have accepted, that I walk in grace, that I talk in grace, that I'm protected. I'm a child of the Most High King. I have authority for building up the body and not tearing you down. But sometimes in order to build something, you got to tear down all the old stuff in order that God can build it up new. So get rid of all the do not judge, lest you be judged. Understand the whole scripture. Understand God's word. Stop snacking. Stop having appetites, spiritual appetizers and spiritual snacks. And have a whole spiritual gospel meal where you are full and filled. That you grow into your salvation. That you're no longer tossed to and fro by the winds of all doctrine and false doctrine of men. When I was a child, I did childish things. But when I became a man, I put aside childish things. So I no longer can be forced by peer pressure. They no longer can make me zealous for their ways. But I may righteous judgments according to the word of God, which is his righteousness. I'm no longer led by sinful flesh, but I'm led by the Spirit of righteousness. To judge or not to judge. It is no longer a question, but it is a responsibility for you to judge. If you're going to carry about the cross of Jesus Christ, if you want to call yourself a Christian, you need to make right judgments. This message is an encouragement to you. This message is a warning to you. From this point forward, you cannot say you did not know, because now you know that you have a responsibility and an obligation to judge all things. If you're going to walk and talk and claim the name and the cross of Jesus Christ, then you need to act like you know, and you need to know how you act. I thank you for joining us here tonight. I thank you for putting up with this message. I thank you for fellowship in the Spirit. I pray that truly that this word has landed on fallow ground, broken up ground, humbled hearts. That God has given you ears that you can truly hear the truth and the wisdom in this message. That he's given you eyes that you're no longer blinded by the binders in the veil that the old and our forefathers had. But we have tossed off the old and put on the new. That we step into this new day and this new hope and this new year with the power and the spirit. That we're no longer fooled and bamboozled by falsehoods of religiosity and tradition. But that we seek the high place, for that is where our help comes from. We are the Way Christian Discipleship. I'm now going to turn you back over to Sister Tamara, who will give you some information on how to contact us and so forth. In the meantime, may your peace be like a river, and may your souls have peace and comfort in Christ Jesus.
I just want to thank you all for listening in. I want to thank God for the gift of revelation and for sending Minister Rodney, for he will speak the truth boldly as he ought to, without any fear or opposition. The Bible says that the truth will set you free, and I pray that you accept the freedom that comes in Christ. Thank you for joining us. I invite you to listen to the podcast recordings, more of them from Minister Rodney, on our website, thewaycd.org. Please also go on to Facebook and look us up, follow us on Twitter. Send us an email, share with us your requests, your prayer requests, your testimonies, your victories. Our email address is thewaycd@gmail.com, or feel free to call us at 774-213-1350. God bless you, and thank you once again.